Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/malicious compliance, where this teacher demands that her student turn her camera on Zoom. This is despite the fact that the student has already told the teacher that she's currently not able to do so for personal reasons. But the teacher doesn't seem to care and demands that the student turn her camera on anyway. So she does, leading to this moment of absolute embarrassment. Supervisor asks student with cancer to turn on their camera during a virtual meeting, and you won't believe what happens next. Clickbaity article titles aside, it's a long one. It happened 2 days ago and I'm still giddy. Enjoy. First of all the below names are pseudonyms, and there are two important background things to know for this story. One, I was diagnosed with a rare ovarian cancer at the beginning of this year. I had surgery and some chemo, and I'm mostly recovered now. I still have to go in for frequent testing and occasional monitoring. I'm a private person to the extent that I have dated people for years without telling my parents, so you best believe random co-workers and bosses are unaware of my medical history. Two, I attend a university that has an ambassador program. Basically, if you have a high enough GPA, you are able to interview for the program. And if you get in, they pay for your tuition during the time you are an ambassador. In exchange, you work 5 hours a week and work graduation or other events. I am one of those ambassadors. This is my story. My supervisor for the ambassador program, Miss M, has spent the majority of our time together belittling me. As I sit here about to type about her, I find myself already exasperated thinking about reliving some of the details. So I'll be short and sweet for both your sake and mine. She follows every rule to the letter and leaves no room for collaboration or discussion. As an example, we use Microsoft Teams for communication, and she has us clock in and out in a group of 20 people by saying, "I'm here," and "I'm leaving." So every day you have to scroll through dozens of messages to find anything of importance and listen to notification sounds every time someone so much as takes a lunch break. I suggested using the time clock function on Teams and even offered to set it up for us, and was told that I was deliberately undermining my position. Another quick example is her vehemence when I told her I didn't have any social media to advertise the college. She was certain I was lying and went so far as to ask the other ambassadors to try and find me. They didn't. There's nothing to find. Crazy concept. I've challenged her at a couple of junctures, but ultimately realized I was fighting a losing battle and I'd be better off keeping my head down. Fast forward to 4 days ago, Friday. There's a mandatory virtual event in 3 days on Monday, where the dean of the college would talk to the ambassadors as well as live stream the event to the college's website and YouTube page. Miss M sent out a message that I will copy and paste here, because the formatting is so dramatic that it makes me chuckle. Students must have their cameras on and phones off. Repeat, phones off, cameras on. Like, come on lady, bold, caps, or italics. Your email almost gave me a stroke. I follow up the same day. Miss M, unfortunately, I will be at a doctor's appointment at this time and will be unable to turn my camera on during the event. No response. I send another email to follow up. No response. The day of the event rolls around. I DM her through Microsoft Teams 10 minutes before. I see that she's seen the message with a red receipt, nothing. Okay, video chat starts and several students join the sessions with their cameras on. Then the dean. He gets halfway through introducing himself and Miss M interrupts him as he takes a brief pause and says, "Excuse me, could we please have all of the students turn their cameras on?" I say nothing but put a quick message I already had typed in anticipation in the group chat. "Miss M, I have a private situation that bars me from turning on my camera. I've contacted you individually." Not but a few seconds after I send it, I get called out by name and I respond audibly, "Miss M, I cannot turn on my camera at this time." And she responds, "Expectations were clear and you were told multiple times about this. Every other student here managed to do it, and I expect the same out of you. Now, one of the cool things about having cancer is you become very familiar with the hospital staff. And if you're lucky, they're fun to talk to. During COVID, my nurses were my tethers to sanity, because no one could visit me while I had inpatient infusions. So, I told one of my nurses, Amy, about the situation beforehand. She joked that if I was told to turn my camera on, I should really play up my illness. In any other situation, I would have been entirely opposed, but sweet revenge was in sight. When I replay it in my head, I imagine that anime fist-clenching thing when the protagonist resolves to get revenge. I set my laptop back a bit further from myself, on my legs, so you could see the entirety of me in my hospital regalia. Teams will display the person currently talking as the largest image in chat. Everyone had their audio off, except me, the Dean, and Miss M. So when I turned my camera on, I was immediately displayed, as the EKG loudly thrummed away, on max volume thanks to Amy. Silence. I asked Miss M through email and Teams if I could opt out of having my camera on, but she insisted. I waited a beat to see if anyone would say anything, and then continued with my special vocal blend of melodramatic gratitude and illness-laden shakiness. Virtual engagement is so important for this new era of learning, I can see why having the camera on is important, though I was hoping I might be granted an exception. The Dean then said to me, "You are more than welcome to turn your camera off. I am so sorry for the misunderstanding. Thank you so much for making a special exception for me. It's been a difficult week, but I feel grateful to be here." Then, two people leave the call. One was Miss M, and the other was Anthony, who was Miss M's boss. I didn't even know he'd been there. I haven't heard from either of them yet, but I'm awaiting a follow-up with anticipation. I'm typing this from the hospital and feeling gratitude for a lot of things. Tis the season, after all. I'm here, I'm alive, and above all, this stupid disease won't stop me from putting a bully in their god dang place. I mean, how embarrassing is that? How embarrassing. I imagine there's a very high chance that this teacher or supervisor is about to get fired straight away. It's clear negligence, like they've seen the message. Why not just say, yeah, personal reasons, let's leave her to it. What difference does it make having someone have their camera on or not? At least they're there. I mean, come on. Really? You're gonna argue against personal reasons and then just having it thrown right back in your face by OP? Brilliant. And I really hope this teacher, supervisor, whatever she is, thinks long and hard about this and understands how dangerous what she demanded was. And look, the karma was great. It's a shame that OP had to do that, but by doing that, you've shut this woman up and potentially even cost her a job. Brilliant stuff.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now moving on to our second story of malicious compliance. As per my NDA, I'm not allowed to discuss this position with former employers. Since my firing is effective immediately, you are now a former employer. Gather round as I tell you the story of the time I got fired at the worst place I've ever worked. From day one, it was a nightmare. There was zero onboarding or training. I was simply given the login info for a couple of different websites and told to get to work. This company planned large conferences and I was in charge of speaker coordination. I was the only person in this role. The information solely resided with me. Not a big deal, I say to myself. I'm good at thinking on my feet. I'll just ask questions when I need clarification on something. That turned out to be impossible. My manager's first language wasn't English. I'm all for learning new languages. I think it's a great skill to have, and it takes a lot of work, and being able to speak multiple languages is impressive. The problem was that her English was so poor that it was often very hard to understand what she was trying to say. I once asked if she had time to hop on a call and explain something to me, and she responded with, "No cran, sell skills is a must, I am bird without head." It took me a few days to figure out that she was trying to say that things were hectic, she was running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and she needed me to be self-sufficient. Regardless, I did my best in the position. Small mistakes happened here and there, but overall, all the speakers were very happy and felt well supported. I struggled on the communication with my manager, but I thought the company was happy with my work. Until 4 months in, when I was randomly pulled into a meeting with my manager, HR, and legal. Effective immediately, I was fired. I asked why I was being fired and why this was the first I'd heard of any problems. Why wasn't there a write-up or a verbal warning? My manager said it was because the 10 minutes, I ran the analytics, it takes me to respond to an email was too slow. That was a BS reason, and we all knew it. If you don't like me personally, fine, but don't try and make this seem like I was a bad employee. To be honest, I was furious. We do the exit interview with HR, and then she asked me to send over any documents I had. We worked on personal computers remotely, and describe where I was at in regards to our next events and our speakers. NDAs are really common in this field. I've signed one at every job I've ever worked. But this employer's NDA had a clause in it that worked to my advantage. I said, as per my NDA, I am not to discuss intimate details or share documents relating to this position with any employer, past or future. Since this firing was effective immediately, you are now a former employer and I'm bound by my NDA. HR hemmed and hawed a little bit, telling me that of course I could speak to them about it. This was about their events. I pulled out my copy of the NDA, always save contracts, and pointed out the exact clause and said that it clearly stated that if I violated this NDA, I'd be sued. So no, I couldn't talk to them about the position. HR turned to legal and legal pointed out that I was technically correct. They were a former employer and I was bound by my NDA. They fired me 17 days before the events. They didn't have time to start over from scratch. I still keep in contact with some of my co-workers, and apparently the event was a trash show, and the manager nearly lost her job because of it. Over half the speakers pulled out once communication broke down. All because I take too long to respond to emails. Oh, that's just the worst, isn't it? Like, it's clear that this company just doesn't want you at the company anymore, but they're too much of a, I don't know, insert bad word here, to actually just call you out and say, look, we don't like you. Because the problem is that you have to have a reason to fire someone, otherwise, you know, you're liable. And if you don't give a valid reason, for example, yeah, like this, taking too long to do work, or, you know, lack of discipline, etc., etc., you can't just say, we don't like them. That's not a real reason. But hey, if you give a BS reason like this one, then yeah, I expect OP to do what they did. Again, great advice, like know your contract and everything. Most people don't, but still, just absolutely put them back in the mud where they belong to be. It's a shame because it sounds like you were very good at your job and you knew what you were doing. You were under a lot of pressure just working on stuff on your own, but you were still managing to do the job well. But now without you, just because they don't like you a little bit for whatever reason, they're screwed. Tough. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/malicious compliance. A couple of great stories, in my opinion. If you do want to see more from the subreddit straight away, do check out another video on screen from the same subreddit. If you're new to the channel, subscribe here, and I'll see you guys all later today with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.